Welcome back. I'm your host, Rodrigo Arauz. And thanks for joining me on another episode exploring Latino representation on film. Specifically, I wanted to look at the audience for Latino films, both in the context of independent Latino cinema, as well as the nature of Latin Americans as an audience in and of themselves. To help me out, I spoke with two Latino filmmakers. First is Ramon Menendez, a seasoned Cuban-American filmmaker who is best known for directing 1988's Stand and Deliver. And my second guest is Aaron Agra-Sanchez, a Mexican independent filmmaker based in Miami whose film Make Love Great Again was picked up by HBO Latino. So before we could discuss the audience for Latino films, it was important to define what a Latino film actually was. Fortunately, Ramon was able to sum it up succinctly.
Well, the answer to that is there's no definitive answer, because you could say it's a Latino film based on the theme of the film. You could say it's a Latino film because of predominant crew participation, specifically in key areas like director, cinematographer, production designer, costume designer. Or you could say it's a Latino film based on cast, meaning it's a predominantly Latino actors. So, you know, a Latino film is where the means of production are predominantly controlled by Latinos.
So with that in mind, I asked Aaron if he was thinking of any particular audience while he was directing Make Love Great Again.
That's always something we were always asking each other. The primary audience, we were bouncing back and forth. We said, is this a Netflix film? This would be great on Netflix. So yeah, the question came up a lot, you know, where is this going to end up at? And I think we kind of hit a home run because HBO was great.
Is there a big enough audience to sustain an independent Latino filmmaker?
Times are different now, meaning there's more avenues than just going and being in a movie theater and having a theatrical release. Doesn't necessarily mean your film is successful. It could still be a flop. I think there definitely is an audience that will watch the types of films an independent Latino filmmaker would make and will enjoy it. I always say at the end of the day, regardless of the budget, if you have a good story, people will be moved.
But this brings to mind whether Latinos themselves are a big enough audience to sustain Latino filmmakers, or whether they remain a niche market.
That is a very difficult question to answer, because the Latino market, it keeps expanding, but Latino don't necessarily go to see Latino films.
In 2016, the CEO of the National Association of Theater Owners said that Hispanics have the highest rate of cinema visits in the United States. So Ramon spoke to this discrepancy between the apparent size of the Latino market, but their relative lack of support for Latino cinema.
Latino culture, in its essence, is a hybrid culture. That fluidity allows for them to say, okay, I go see an American film that is not Latino, because there are no hard borders about their identity, because it was always fluid.
So is it possible for Latino filmmakers to better tap into that Latino audience market?
The Latino market, the resources in the audience are not there. Latin America continues to be a poor continent. And now, because of COVID-19, it will go into reverse, meaning less people will be able to afford paying to go to the movies or subscribing to streaming. So it doesn't bode well for Hollywood to make accommodations to Latino when what they want to do is make accommodations to Asia, which is where their bread and butter will lie in the next few years.
So yeah, not exactly encouraging when it comes to the future of Latinos in the film industry, but my talks with Ramon and Aaron cued me into the nuances as to why the audience for Latino films, and Latinos being an untapped audience themselves, remains tricky to navigate. I hope you learned as much from them as I did. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.